This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love and Hip Hop New York, Season 9, Episode 13. This is Zip It, and Joe and Mano, they're being grumpy old men. Sin is fed up. Kimbella and Yandy just can't get right. Stay tuned for all this and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Welcome back to another week with the crew. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I got my girls with me.
Hi, guys. I missed you last week. It's Miss Thelmy. Thelmy Bisway Daniel.
My bad.
I'm sorry.
You bad? My bad.
I'm done.
I missed you very much last week. We got the full panel. I'm your girl, Robin with the V.
Yes, back again, Kayla Renee. I'm so happy our whole little family is here. I'm like, hey, we haven't been the same since, like, episode three? Like,
We're finally back all together, and we're going to get right into this episode. It's so much going on.
So
overall
much.
Thoughts, ladies. And we got a game against that bar as well. So
we
I'm excited to get that back cracking.
We haven't guessed any bars in a while.
We got some news and gossip, too. So you guys stay tuned for all of that. Get with us in the live chat. Also, leave us a comment. So what do you guys think about?
Frankly, what I really loved about this strip was that people overcame themselves. And I loved how Juju kept making it a thing to bring things back to the group. Mm-hmm. And I really loved where it ended, like with the idea of burning things and leaving it there. So I'm really excited about this episode. I thought this episode really hit a lot of, like, heavy spots.
I agree. Zip It. I do enjoy seeing them enjoy the zip lining. I do feel some people needed to zip it on this trip.
Definitely.
And it didn't really end with burning the negativity because, as we saw, Joe had to get some things off his chest. So.
Yeah. Yeah, very negative.
That activity did not happen as far as we're concerned. So
it was definitely a lot to swallow this episode, but I'm ready to get out of Costa Rica.
It's been three episodes.
Right. Yeah, they usually drag it out for a super long time. But one thing that I was really happy to see was the romance. Like, you know, this is Love and Hip Hop, so at least, you know, have a little candlelit dinner. With Mano. And then, you know, Joe, he tried. He kind of pranked Sin by dropping on one knee. So, you know, she's kind of like, her ring finger's itching. So she's like, oh, what you doing? You know,
she's like, don't play with me.
Right. Yeah.
That is one thing that I see they have stuck to this theme for this entire season. Mm-hmm. Because that was something that they brought up when bringing New York back. It was going to be more so about the couples and the love and the romance. So I can definitely give them kudos for sticking to the theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Yandy, she decides not to get stuck in her room, and she's going to come out with the crew. They're all on the bus waiting for her. She comes out. She sits on the bus, and it's like a seat between her and Kimbella. It's like that whole, like, last episode when they tried to do the sit down, it didn't work. But they decided to be mature with each other.
Very commendable.
And just go on a zip lining event with each other. So
I think when it comes to that situation, there's so much pain and so much hurt. And I think that what Yandy said, it was really true. Sometimes when people are going through things, sometimes you have conversations with yourself in your head. You've already played it back
That's
and
called
forth.
A staff meeting.
You're projecting so much. And I think that when she had that conversation, yes, she was very upset about the things that Kimbella said. But she also heard some things that she had never heard before. As in, like, trying to understand, like, why are you so upset? Like, why are you so mad? So I think that walking away from that, especially when you've had such a long, deep kindred friendship, mm-hmm. sometimes there are those things that are lost in translation. So I'm glad that she was mature enough to be like, okay, like, I didn't intend to, but if that's how she's, if she feels this strongly about, like, the things that she's saying, we need to get some things clear.
I agree. The thing about it is, I think what she was so mad about is because she didn't get a heads up from Juju. So she could have thought about that on the plane, you know? She could have thought about that en route and then could have had a better conversation, I think.
My thing is, like, who did Yandy think was coming on the trip? If Juju said if it was a girl's trip, who'd you think was gonna come?
But also, like, this thing is kind of like, it's also, like, if you know the gravity as to which, like, we are not friends, like, especially people who are so close. I mean, Juju obviously didn't know that she was talking about her child, but really think about it. Like, last time we were all here, Kimbella had some things to say. Mm-hmm. You were really dragging her. And
but
that was really hateful.
Still, if you know you got beef with somebody and you agree to go on a trip, there's no way I'm gonna go on a trip without knowing who all is coming on the trip.
That was like Jonathan.
It's your job to ask.
Yeah. That's like Jonathan's birthday. Remember, they didn't, like, you guys didn't know Kimbella and Juju was gonna be there or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yandy, the situation was like,
I'm sorry, I'm very inquisitive. I asked
him like that question. I'm definitely like, who finna be there?
I'm like, oh, yeah. What's that?
You know, who all going?
I gotta know.
And also, to your point, Thomi, when you were like, she heard some stuff she'd never heard before, she's heard that before. She heard that Kimbella was upset because of her pulling up on the birthday party.
Like, but we also heard some things we haven't heard before. They were plotting on a check.
That's between them two.
But that's it doesn't matter. Yandy sat there during the reunion last year and just, like, let it eat that. Like, never brought up, like,
no,
oh, you
I
were
agree.
Doing it for a
we
check.
Heard
so it's like
some
at the end of the day,
heard,
it's like,
but
let's,
Yandy has
Yandy
not.
Yandy had to just be like, okay, let's be real. Yeah. You needed the money. You know what I'm saying? You were trying to plot on being on Love & Hip Hop. We were trying to bring some drama. You know, they know how they do these things, these
but
reality stars.
But if you plot with your friend about doing it and it goes haywire, why are you going to throw her under the bus?
To be honest, this whole beef is just, like, so drawn out and so extra. Yeah, I was about to say, it's definitely silly because at this point, Kimbella and Yandy just need to be like, we either going to be friends or we not. That's really, like, there's no lines in the sand. They arguing about checks. It's like, clearly Kim is, the only thing that she's mad about is the fact that Yandy told her to pull up to that kid, the kid's birthday party.
And pretend like
Samantha
she didn't.
Or whatever. And, yeah, pretend like she didn't. And that was, like, how many seasons ago? Like,
right.
I'm like, what? Y'all still mad that we're just dragging this out now at this
but
point?
But why didn't she think that she was going to be the bad guy in the end anyway? Like, yeah. You took on that role. Go all the way with it. Don't try to be like, well, Yandy told me. Like, then
you should have been there.
At the end of the day, if I hurt you and I make you feel some type of way and it's not intended, I'm going to apologize. And it seems like that's the one thing that's really hard for Yandy to do. And it also sounds like that's the one thing that Kimbella just wants.
But why would she apologize when we sat? If me and you sit and plot and then it goes down and then they put the blame on you, but if that's what we decided, then how you going to be mad?
Yeah, I'm sorry you feel the way you feel.
But
it's
Yandy
a type of apology, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just to kind of keep everything cool. Like, you know what? You seem really pressed. Like a panini. You know what I'm saying? Like, every episode, every season, we're still coming to the same thing. My bad. I'm sorry.
But
I didn't
Yandy,
know.
But Yandy said, though, at the end when she heard those things, when I was like, let me be real with you, because I don't know. I feel like a lot of times we've really turned this, like, passive aggressiveness into just a way of living. And it's just mm-hmm. like, you can't put all that stuff on me. You're so pressed. You're upset. Now you're running around talking about my child,
yeah,
the girl that I've adopted.
That's how
you're talking about
you
my
are.
Activism.
You're
talking about
my
life, my character.
Yeah.
Why? Because you pop off and you came to pop off and defend your friend, just be like, I'm that friend. And
right.
You have those friends where it's like,
they both definitely don't want to take responsibility. But Yandy kind of gives that, like, that friend that's like,
throw her hand.
No, yeah, like, we get caught, like, we gonna plan this robbery, we about to go rob this house. And
you
it's like,
caught.
If
I'm
you get
it
caught,
I ain't in it.
Okay, if you get caught, we don't go together.
Like,
we don't know
not.
Each other.
That's not
together.
If one get caught, the other one, why? You got snitched.
You didn't see.
Did you all see set it off? Did they not all go in different directions?
Right.
Exactly. She go
I was
home.
Not
she
with
go
you
on the bus.
Shooting in
there
the gym.
Go,
you remember setting off? They went all different directions.
Thank
right,
you.
Right.
Clear
the bullet.
I'm Jada on the bus.
I'm Jada on the bus. Okay. Shaving the head. Calling you later.
With my little sombrero on. Like, hey, I'm in
still
Texas.
Still got my man. Thanks.
Bye.
Period. What's the thing that didn't happen?
Juju, she got a chance.
Sorry, guys. That took a super
left turn. Yeah, set it off, y'all.
All facts.
Juju, she basically, she got through some of her fears. I'm scared of heights, too. So, like, going 1,000 feet in the air, get on this zip line. It looks fun, but
have you guys ziplined before?
No, I want to.
I've done it.
I'm so scared.
I've done it, and you're really afraid, and then you're like, this is beautiful, and then you're like, I could die, and you're like, but it's pretty. But if I die, it's pretty, it's cool. The last thing I saw was something so gorgeous.
But are you, like, scared of heights?
I don't know. I think I'm in between. I don't have a phobia of heights.
I feel like there's a form, because I feel like if I'm, like, really up high on, like, a ladder or some, like, steep thing, just, like, walking, I'd be terrified. Yeah. But I can go to, like, Six Flags and be on roller coasters.
Right. Yeah.
No. So I feel like it's a different form of, like, heights that I'm, like, scared of.
That's serious.
I've been traumatized. I was traumatized as a child, guys. I was stuck on a Ferris wheel. I was stuck on a Ferris wheel, like, 5 years old by myself, and I was like, Mom, come here.
By yourself?
Yeah, my mom didn't want to get on a Ferris wheel, so I was like, I want to get on a Ferris wheel, and then got stuck.
Oh, my God, so she let you go by yourself?
But she was right there. I mean, but I couldn't get down. I was stuck on there.
You probably felt really abandoned up there too, right?
Oh, yeah. You're like, why isn't she helping me? Like when I go to places like theme parks, I
would be traumatized too, girl.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
Bad. I was like 5.
Oh, little Miss Conversation.
I had a little V.
I haven't rolled a roller coaster since.
No. I'm not doing any of this flying in the air for fun.
I did face my fear. I went to Vegas. You know that big Ferris wheel? I got on it. I was scared.
The Link? Is it the Link one? That's a real luxury.
Like liquor involved, so that's all the reason.
You need a little courage.
Is that the one that like Benzino proposed out the end? Is that the one? Was that in Atlanta or was that in Vegas? Oh, okay.
Yeah. They have
the ones that have the doors or whatever. That's like kind of like
capsules.
Luxury.
Okay, they're like capsules, yeah, and then one of them.
Yeah,
has
that
like
one
a bar.
Was a little different because it had the seats, but this one had like a bar and it was kind of big. So that's why I was like, you should try it. Yeah,
they can fit like 30 people.
Okay, girl, 5-year-old self was like, girl, way to go. We going to change this around. That's good.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't catching me zipping nothing.
So, Kimbella tells Sin and Juju there was no resolve, you know, in their whole talk, you know, the previous episode.
Yeah.
You know, what's really interesting is just, like, Kimbella has really found a way to just play this in a way that she seems like, the super mature one. Like, she wasn't the one really antagonizing a lot of the situation.
But then Yandy, she's down there talking to Maino and them about it. And Maggie.
Well, she was talking to Maggie about it because Maggie brought it to her. But I'm just saying, it was just really interesting seeing the flip from, like, she does this for attention and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
There wasn't no maybe she does. Well, if maybe. There was
I
no
hope
nothing.
She's not
there
doing
was no
it
hope,
for the, yeah.
nothing. And then now turning it around to, like, I can be amicable. No, you started the
it's
fire.
The ring.
Amnesia.
It's the ring.
It's amnesia. Yeah.
So the rock blinding.
I'm a whole fiance now. She
yeah,
get
right.
She
it's weird.
Y'all.
It's like you really mad. You really just want my attention. Here it is.
Are y'all happy that Yandy decided to stay, or do you think she should have like just ran
she
off?
Just said she
went home. I'm very happy she decided to stay because one, you're in Costa Rica. You're about to let somebody chase you all the way back home?
No.
Like, this little piggy, like, no, we're not doing that. Like,
and you're a busy woman. She said she hadn't had a vacation, a couple years or something. And then Juju's also paying for a lot of these things on her dime because, you know, she made sure to show her, like, paying
the show, her paying the breakfast.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. It goes back to what you allow people to place on you. Like, you don't give people the power to upset you, the power to push you away, the power to chase you home. Like, enjoy yourself. You can enjoy yourself. You can. You can put all that stuff
away. But
you
know how people get, especially when the drinks get involved and then she starts screaming again, like, I'll be mad too. Like, I would have been disappeared like Erica. Like, I'm on the island, but you don't see me.
Well, I think it also plays a good part that Kimbella has this amnesia, this rock blinding amnesia about her, because she really isn't about it. She's not trying to go there. And I only think if it was her previously, before she got engaged, then I probably wouldn't have wanted to be there because she'd be all up in her face.
She a whole fiance now. She a changed woman.
She's very
is that what it is?
She's changed.
I just think she's hurt. Like, she misses her friends. She wants to be friends. Like, she's just hurt.
Plus, when you get engaged, that's a happy time. You want to share with the people that's been there for you.
But
so
she over
amazing.
Here, like, when
but
did you meet
burning
Sin?
Bridges. Like.
Yeah, like, she remember she asked, who did she ask to be her bridesmaid? Maino?
Sin,
like, all these random girls.
And Maggie. Oh, no.
Uh-uh.
It was like, I think it was Sin and Maggie, and then, and Yandy. I don't, was Yandy there? I can't remember.
No, Yandy was not there.
Oh, yeah.
It was three new people.
Like, well, Yandy was a bridesmaid anyway. We turned out to find that out later.
Yeah, she showed up. Well, anyway, Juju says Safari isn't a good friend.
Oh, my God.
Do
this
we
is so
feel like that? I mean, I feel like Juju put him in the friend zone, and now that he's moved on, or just not really, like, pressed to be running behind her, she just feels some kind of way.
Yes.
I was really appreciating the conversation she had with Joe in the bus, or on the bus, and, you know, he's like, you're not really ready to really put yourself out there and be in a relationship, and I think that also plays a part. I mean, she might not even been into Safari like that. Maybe
they never dated, she said.
Right. Maybe it could have sparkled into something, you know, moving along, but he just wasn't a good enough friend. But he could have obviously had his eyes on something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, seems like he was focused on what we now know to be.
I know when guys are ready for their relationship, and Safari seems to be like a serial relationship guy. Mm-hmm. There's some guys that are like that. And so he probably was like feeling Juju, going on dates with her, trying to show her. And when she wasn't reciprocating, he kind of like went on his way. And it was like, it wasn't that he was being a bad friend. It was like he was being interested in her, and she friend zoned him, and he kind of just went off and did his own thing. And he said, even that, you know, sometimes he shuts down. He goes through a lot. He's been ridiculed in the media so much.
He had a rough year.
And, you know, she's been there. She's been able to call him. But he wasn't able to call her when her friend died of cancer, which, you know, it can be one-sided sometimes in friendships. So, I don't know.
But
I think
she
kind of let it go.
Somebody else. He probably, like, guys, sometimes they don't see it that way. So, it's like, you're thinking, like, oh, we're friends. And he's thinking, like, I'm pursuing you. Mm-hmm. Once you show me that that's not what it is, it's like, eh. You know what I'm saying?
It's
and
a tricky
he's dating
line.
Somebody else to the point where he's telling Mano, like, I want to put a baby in her, whatever. So they're clearly, and they were on a show together that was like maybe a couple years ago, so that has been developing on its own as well. So I think once you start to get more serious with somebody, especially people like Juju, where other people assume that you guys are in a relationship, you don't want to put fuel to the fire of your real relationship. So that's probably why the nature of their relationship changed. Like, I have a girl, I'm not going to be calling you, or like, you know, especially if you're not a public person, like, we didn't know your friend died. Like, if you didn't put it out there, how would I know?
It came off like super random, because when she brought it up on the bus and was like, me and Safari never dated, and it was just kind of like, girl, like, who asked? You know? So it was
like, wait, it was that was meme, like, random. Nobody.
Yeah, it was like, nobody.
Girl, who Safari asked? Like that. I'm sure they had a lot of
y'all. This is a panel.
Edit,
the edits, I don't know about them edits, but yeah, it was just like,
who asked?
But yeah, me and Robin talked about it last week. My eyes is over here watering, y'all. Like, I'm crying for Juju. But no, it was just like, last week we talked about it, and I was just like, I kind of felt like she was hurt. It was like, dude, like, he wasn't giving you that attention, and then it was like, he moved on, and now he's talking to somebody else, so now you kind of like, you're a bad friend. Like, hold
furthermore,
on,
sis. Just to go off your point, you know, adding to what you were saying, she also did that again with the who asked, where she was like, Wendy also mentioned me, and she was like, what about Juju?
Wait a minute. First of all, Safari was a rebound regardless, because she had just broken up with Cameron, so she is not ready to be in a relationship. Yeah. And usually, you're kind of dealing with after your breakup is just somebody to ease the pain. It's not going to last. That's what the rebound is.
It's a friend. It's just a friend. A special Dr. V, but they didn't get there.
They did something. They kissed. They did something.
Plus, as women, we do this all the time. The ones that want us, we be like, and then the moment they don't want us, we like, rawr, rawr. You know what I'm saying?
Because she was definitely like, so quick to put Safari in that brother friend zone, sister with the mom, little lunch dates and stuff. And
we
she's
are
like,
not
yeah.
interested the moment yeah, you no. show any interest.
I don't think it was that. I think it was like I said, the fact that she had just got out of a relationship, and you know they quick to call you the H word when you
move on with your life.
Exactly, like Black Chyna, she has a new boyfriend every week. So you know they don't want Juju out there like that. She's
I was
going to
say like that is not the person that we use for Exhibit A.
She move on and they call her.
That is not
her.
A fair premise. Let's move on, please.
Thank you. Next.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I don't know about that. Juju, I think she's a little jealous.
I think Juju is bomb. I think, you know, when she is in the position to be ready and be whole and be available, she's going to make someone very, very happy. She's got a lot going on in her life, and I think she's very well-rounded. So I'm not even worried about her.
What do you think about the heart-to-heart they had, Safari and Juju, when he pulled her off to the side to talk?
I really think Safari is a good guy. And I think that it's taking his time to like kind of have that conversation with her.
Yeah.
Just people don't want with the drama. People keep bringing the drama to Safari a little bit, and it's just like, it's not that serious. Everybody wants to pull up on him, like, are you dating Erica? Relax. Like, she ain't checking for y'all. Right. She's had at least like 3 or 4 boyfriends since those situations.
Exactly.
It's just so weird that people are just being so angsty when it comes to Safari. He's real chill about it.
And for him, the baby, like he's a big kid, and I feel like they always feel like they can joke about him and they can throw jabs and he takes it.
Well, because he's probably like the little brother. Like he's definitely like that little brother that everybody like picks on.
And that's something that Joe took advantage of.
You know, I don't think anybody likes him because he's always shady in Safari. Like I don't like those shady friends that always got some slick to say to you. Like
I don't know. I dive into that anyway. Yeah, so we let our viewers know, like diving into the Joe and Safari conversation.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get right into Joe and Safari later, but I'm just talking about when he first, you know, the first opening scenes, when he was just saying like shady stuff to Safari.
It was a lot of jazz, but it was from everybody almost. Like even when Battle was like, "So did you snitch?"
But
like,
also,
it was just a lot. Like, "Good morning, can I get a bite out of my croissant?"
Like when he said something about, "Oh, that's how you got robbed." You know, like just saying like little stuff like that versus like
he gets picked on a lot, and he is a serial monogamist, like you were saying. You know, but it does seem like every time he is interested in someone, he's fully interested in that person. You know what I'm saying? Like you can tell. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those people that, like, maybe he got fully interested into somebody, and then, he fell off
the radar.
He fell off the radar with Juju because he's like, well, I'm laser focused on this next project.
Yeah, they had wrong intentions. It was like Juju was like really trying to have Safari be like that confidant, that good friend, when he was probably really like trying to pursue her. So
she
it was
might have
really
been trying to
in
groom him into being something more than a friend. Because sometimes you see that happen. We're best friends. That's my bro. And then you get so close, and then you end up like dating. And maybe she did see some kind of potential in that, and they were just on a different wavelength.
He doesn't even wait long to, like, he doesn't feel like you have to wait so long because I think Mano was saying, was it Mano?
Was he was like,
Kimbella did 10
the timeline,
years.
Yeah.
And then, Joe was saying that
how
Kimbella
dare,
did 10
even the
years.
Way he said that really annoyed, did 10 years. What is a jail sentence?
Exactly.
What do I have to do 10 years? How dare you say stuff like that? It just makes no sense to me. Kimbella did 10 years before she got a ring. You guys are, there's something wrong with you. And like,
that's not like when they use that as an example. Like,
what
she waited 10 years. Why you need it so fast?
Right.
Like,
what are you talking about? And like, I think what Safari said, thank you.
Right.
That for what Safari said was real. Like, yeah, when you know, you feel me? You feeling somebody, you know. I'm not with the whole, I'm
he
just,
was like, it doesn't matter.
I'm not like that.
Them picking
you
on
know,
him.
You know, exactly.
And so, why would he want to tell y'all anything about his business when y'all hella judgmental?
Exactly. And that's what he said to Juju.
And when it's a new relationship, you don't want to put it out there.
That's
regardless
how much
of
he
who
cares
it is.
About it.
Yes. Exactly.
I believe him, too.
Me, too.
He's such a hopeless romantic that it's like, anything that like involves love, I'm team
Think about it. How easy it could have been for Mona to put Erica Mena on the show. Think about how easy it could have been. And he made it very clear. Y'all not gonna see her on the show. Like, he had made a comment on one of his posts, and he was like, y'all don't think it's real? Watch, you never see her on the show.
Exactly.
Or something like that. Like, it's serious to him, and it means something to him. And it's not for a display for you guys to, like, just throw, you know, shots at and just pick apart.
And it's not even just that them as a group. It's just, like, even with myself, I'm single now, but if I got into a relationship 2 months in, I'm not going to be putting my man on Instagram like, yeah, we so happy, and then break up in a month.
We're going
to
go a whole 12 months.
I also feel like we also have to really read between the lines of the things that he's saying. I think, like, when we talk about, like, you know, you talked about, like, things that happen to you to just kind of carry on, you know? And I feel like Safari has always been in a place where he's been made fun of or been looked at as like, who are you? You
not
know what
serious.
I mean?
They
or not,
taken
be,
seriously
not being
all.
Taken seriously. And that is the consistent thread in his life in some of his relationships. So I feel like you carry that on. And he even said that to Juju when they had the one-on-one, which made me like really understand where he was coming from, because I could see her coming out of nowhere like, you're not a good friend. And he's like, wait, that kind of hit. What are you talking about? Like, where did that come from? Because he was like saying like, I can share with you where I'm at, but like when I'm in that table and they're asking me things, I don't know their intent. I don't know why they're picking on me, why they're asking these questions. So I'm not gonna sit here and talk about my relationship, but this is where things are at. And you know, I shut down sometimes because, you know, like, people really come at me.
Exactly.
So I feel like, I don't know, when it comes to Safari, like, I really think that he's growing and he's trying. And I really hope him and Erica Mena like work out.
I do too.
Because they both are the people who love, and I want them to just like do what they need to do.
Find their person,
and move forward. Anybody got time to be playing around? Well, love is a gift.
Speaking of love, let's shout out some love to our viewers, you guys. And before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk and for us continuing to grow. But you guys, we need your help. If you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and hit that thumbs up button.
Bang that.
And subscribe right now. And if you're on iTunes and Spotify, go ahead and get that 5-star rating also. But no matter where you are, go ahead and leave us a comment so we can get you guys guys involved in our conversation. And being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and what we love. And don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows, you guys.
Yes.
I feel like that really deserved a period at the end.
Like, comment, subscribe. Anybody in the live chat right now?
Talk to us. Internet is not acting right.
Oh, we have some
Shout out to Carlton. He always tunes in each and every week.
Carl,
no matter what you say or do, we appreciate
you.
We really do. You are an
honorary host on this panel with us.
Because you know all the tea. Okay. You can tell us. It's okay.
You can let us know them Wikipedia facts and everything, y'all.
Well, let me tell you who was feeling some kind of way. Sin. She was looking at Joe up and down. She was looking at Safari up and down.
There was a lot of heat coming.
She was like, oh, Erica's here? Oh, she was not feeling that. She wasn't feeling the way that Joe came at her about this whole jacuzzi situation. Now, did we see the jacuzzi?
No, we didn't.
But also, that was just really weird, because even the manner in which he spoke about it, he goes, we've discussed,
super vague.
People can be so controlling.
Super vague.
We've talked about how we want to present ourselves in public. It's just like, she wasn't even in the jacuzzi. Maybe she was twerking with her friends. I don't even know what was going on.
To the jacuzzi twerking.
But yeah.
And apparently he was not there. He just heard about it. Is that what it is?
To be honest, I don't know. Am I the only one? It seemed like she wasn't even with anybody from the cast. It just kind of seemed like maybe she just kind of took like a little solo trip to the jacuzzi.
I'm sorry. What happened to the romantic night? Why was she there by herself? Like, what?
But it was like,
you know, he fell asleep again. You know, grumpy old man.
That's what I mean. And he was like, you know, my girl's young. Yeah, she's 26 years old.
And he's like 48.
No, okay, so he's 38, but he's really like 50, like at that
heart.
He got
an old soul.
Yeah, because he did a lot of drugs. I'm just saying, it takes a toll on your body.
No, not even just taking a toll on your body. He has lived
so glad
a lot of...
I was drinking, I would have spat the whole thing.
No, he had... No. Let's be real. Let's just like not even... Because I don't think addiction or anything like that, obviously none of us think that that's funny.
It's
but
true.
I think to what V's trying to say is just like, you've really gone through a lot of mental gymnastics in your life.
Right.
There's stages of life that you're going through. You ever go through something and you see somebody younger than you just like wilding, and you just have to look at them with empathy. Like,
been there.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't want to perpetuate that in my relationship.
Again,
and the thing that's really weird about Joe is that he is very controlling.
Sin is not like that.
That's also like something I always talk about with like relationships. With such an age difference, sometimes older, they do want to kind of like remold you, reteach you, re-raise you. And it's like, a situation of like, this is how I want my woman to act. She needs to be acting like a wife. She needs to be clean. She needs to be doing all these things. And it's more so about like these roles and gender roles.
But at least there is a way that you act in a relationship. You don't want your man being too friendly with girls. Like, hey girl.
Right.
Like rubbing them on their shoulder and hugging them. Like,
and if she was twerking in somebody's face, you know, or something.
Which I don't think she was.
I don't think she would
and
she's a free spirit,
like,
and she's always been like that, and you met her like that, and that's what attracted you to her in the beginning. So when you meet somebody and they're a certain way and then you want to change them, like, I'm not here for that at all. And what are you doing? Are you changing at all? No,
I
you're just being the
you
older
the
controlling
person.
Guy.
I kind of see both sides, because one, it's like, you can definitely tell Joe is trying to be like this presidential first lady look, like, you know what I mean? He's like trying to have Sin be like, hey, we need to be on our P's and Q's when we go out. We need to have this certain type of demeanor when we go out, you know? But in her confessional, she was like, I'm this 26-year-old vibrant, outgoing, twerking type of girl. Like, this is me. So it's like, but at the same time, when she was explaining the situation, it seemed like she was at the pool with kind of like some randoms, and they had some music playing, and she was just kind of like filling and getting her little twerk on. But it was just like, and then I guess Joe came down and seen her doing it or something like that, and that's kind of what sparked it, like, the argument.
I think he went off on her in front of everybody.
But see, at the same time, if like if I was in a man's position, I wouldn't want my girl twerking at the pool.
I'm not your child. You're not gonna reprimand me or something. Like, I'm not your child.
I understand that it's not in my nature.
There's a way to compromise. Like, he could have been like, babe, you know, I don't want you down here at the pool, but let's go put some music on at the pad, and then like we can get our little dance on or whatever at the house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let me go twerk up at the house on my man. Like, that's fine.
There's things that what's understood doesn't have to be explained.
Like,
you're in a relationship.
You shouldn't be doing none of that.
What you should be doing, you know, this dude at the jacuzzi, I shouldn't be here. Like, go find your man.
Well, she really by herself.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't know, so I can't really speak on it.
I just know that like Sin is the girl who will pick up a water bottle and turn it into a microphone and out perform Beyonce. So she could have just been being nice. And she said that she made a conscious decision when she was talking to Kim Bella. She was like, I wasn't in the jacuzzi. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what he saw.
That was me trying. That was me putting the effort.
Yeah, she's conscious about it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I can't really speak on it, but I definitely do see both sides. But if he did come in there in a very controlling manner, trying to reprimand her, like belittle her, like, what are you doing? Like, almost like, that is just...
But that is just Joe.
That is Joe.
That is
and that's
Joe.
Been Joe in every single relationship.
Okay, so are we asking him to change? Because you're saying sin can't change.
No.
He's changing.
He's doing it on his own. That's what I'm
saying.
See,
when he was talking to Maino about it, and he was like, well, I get all things off.
They both
what about
dated
me?
Younger women.
What about me? What about me? And it's like, what about you? Like, you have to compromise as well. Like, and then he goes, we've talked about it. And it was understood. Like, what conversation did you have that I'm not going to twerk adjacent to the jacuzzi? Like, was that the conversation that you guys talked about? Like,
I just see
it. Just seems really vague to me. And I just think because they did the little counseling session, they should be able to talk that stuff out, mm-hmm. go back to the room. Don't embarrass her in public. That's what you're not going to do.
Okay.
Because then you're going to get a different side. You're going to get a different reaction, right? It's
like
all about the presentation.
We can't even really speak on it, though, because it's like, we don't even know. Yeah, I'm like, we don't even know what the hell
and
happened.
And they both
the
were very vague in expressing what? How they felt. Because
it was like,
it was just super vague. I'm like,
we seen it like the next morning. They woke up and wasn't talking to each other.
It went from, like, I've got a romantic night planned for us, baby, to, I ain't messing with you.
Because it's too many loopholes in that story. Because it's like, how the hell did y'all go from having a romantic night to now sin at
because
by herself
at a
jacuzzi?
Because he fell asleep on her and she went to
she
work.
She did say he had to work or he had something he had to do. I don't know if it just came up or what, but it's all about the presentation.
But he did say something that I thought was really important, and I think that, you know, we do have to think about that, especially when you want to be in a relationship, you want to be married, so on and so forth. You definitely have to find people who love like you do. But it's also, there are adjustments, like the same way. I think Joe is trying. He has learned. He's still a little reminiscent of the Joe.
He's the one who brought the therapist
of the Joe. Yeah, of the Joe that I've pretty much seen him be in every relationship.
Right.
There has been a little lingering of that same Joe. But I also feel like he's coming
what other
to
relationships
under-
have you seen him in?
Tahiri. Like- that is the biggest relationship that Joe only
was.
But that was such a dramatic relationship.
That
they started off on YouTube.
Name?
You guys don't remember them when you see they used to do YouTube videos.
I don't know why
YouTube
I want to call her Gloria,
thing.
But I know that's like far
is it Gloria?
Her name
the, what's her name?
No, that light skinned girl that was after Tahiri.
With the hair.
The mohawk hair. Oh my god. I feel like her name was something with an M too.
No,
like,
no. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Kayla.
So yeah, okay. It was always that relationship where he's
like
telling them how to be, how to act. I don't know. It's really interesting but at the same time, just like he said, I'm a Virgo man. And I feel like, you know, he knows how he likes things done. And I feel like they're in a situation where if he needs to adjust to kind of like how to be with a woman, he's just saying, like, you need to kind of make some adjustments with me too. Because, like, guys are very sensitive. Their ego.
Well, speaking of Joe's controlling nature, he confronts Safari about bringing Erica. He gets very, like, heated and almost bust a brain vessel or something.
Child.
And he was like,
woo.
Don't be messing with my lady, old lady. Like, okay, how is it? Like, I mean, is he breaking the bro code by doing that?
It seemed a little catty because I'm like, okay, I can see you checking about a man, but this was a whole lesbian relationship that you trying to check.
That wasn't even a thing.
It wasn't even serious. It was a little swing.
I don't see how you can check someone about your lady's ex. Like, if it was Joe's ex, then I could see him getting that mad. But if it's Sin's ex,
I don't think there was a reasoning. I don't think there was a reasoning for him to get as upset as he did, period. Like, I understand where he's coming from. Like, hey, bro, crow, you could have given me a heads up. I understand that. But for
you don't think you owe me an apology,
but that's
Robin?
That's exactly what
no.
Yandy did. When Yandy didn't get the heads up, she got that mad. So I feel
she
like
she didn't get that mad. He did way too much.
Mad.
I feel like she was living.
She was about to leave.
No, I feel like he was showing out. He was showing out on Sin's behalf. He and Sin are having issues. He knows, like, you know,
I think
I'm gonna.
He was still mad.
He was still mad from that issue, and he was projecting on Safari. And Safari wasn't as mature as he is. I'm not start giving him the maturity award of the day, but I'm just saying, like, he handled that situation. He held back. Talking about putting my face in the sand for what?
Well, it turns Sin.
I feel like Safari handled
it
that like super
Sin,
with class.
That's what I'm saying. Like, with so much class, and that's what I'm saying? Joe took out his anger on Sin and his frustrations that were going on with other things on Safari. And also, that was intersected with the fact that he was also interested in appeasing his lady, you know, and doing the macho thing.
Let's talk about it. It turns Sin on. It turns Sin on when it's not projected to her. But when he's doing it to her, then
she was looking so awkward sitting there, though. It looked like she wanted to enter.
She wanted to say something, but she didn't.
But you gotta choose. She did choose. You like Joe like that, but you don't like when Joe's like that with you.
My whole thing is, I just could have sworn there wasn't no bad blood between Erica and Sin. So I'm just like,
we got some evidence, Caleb. So I'm like, Caleb pulled up some evidence. Y'all see later.
So I just want to know, like, why is it such an issue that she's there on the island?
Like, that's why I feel like y'all something didn't even see undermining her. With Joe and Safari. Like, he's always throwing shade. He's getting like super upset with him. Like, I feel like Joe doesn't really like Safari, and he's just kind of like,
I wouldn't argue with that, but I also feel like if he is looked at as like this little kid brother, he's also looked at as someone that can always get pushed around, and it's easy to let off on him.
That's what it is. It's because Joe is one of those, I don't know if it's age or what he thinks it is, he's always coming from this, this is Godfather advice. Like, you should be doing something for your music. It's like, at the end of the day, it's all about your delivery. And I just feel like
he is somebody
who has allowed, who his bravado has been allowed by a lot of people. And people are like, oh, that's just how he is. That's how he talks. Mm-hmm. He's just disrespectful. No. Check yourself.
And he could have easily taken Safari to the side. Because what did we notice about the last round table when everybody was getting on him? He could have easily just taken him to the side and be like, hey, we had this talk already. I asked you. You said no. It would have been really nice for a heads up. And Safari could have easily maybe taken it differently and not been so defensive. Yeah. But you want to do this in front of everybody when we talk about burning the negativity, right, and it's a therapy session. And you like, well, before we get into the positive, let me bring the energy all the way down.
The only reason why I feel like Joe was like super upset was because nobody knew that, I guess, him and Safari had a conversation the prior week before they even got out to Costa Rica. And I guess he asked. I changed my mind.
Some of you want this? No. Oh, 2 minutes later, maybe I do. Yeah. Oh, wow. And that's not how you handle it.
I also think that Safari lets his women lead, and I could easily see Erica Mena being
Erica
like, later,
her own
she'd be like, I'm about to come out there. He was like, well, should I tell him? No, you ain't got to tell him nothing. Like, right, you ain't got to, you know, I can see
he's
that being a conversation.
Her side. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, y'all, let's get into these tweets that we have for you. We basically pick tweets that are trending on Twitter. Let's get right into what you have. Is this one of yours, Robin? This is mine. Why is Joe so worked up over Safari? He didn't have the same energy with Amigos.
Sure didn't offer to put them in the sand. You see
him walking off, y'all. Bye. Good night.
But it was three of them. It was three of them now.
No, but honestly, I think he was just saving his job. I don't think that Joe's walking away from any fight, but I just feel like, no, seriously.
No, but
I
he's
don't.
Bullying Safari. Like, he does have slight bullying
tendencies, even in his relationships.
All right, let's get into the next tweet. Juju wants it both ways. I feel like she's feeling Safari and she kept friend zoning him, and now she's in her feelings because he's moved on. That's
yep, we've
from
been
Melanin.
That's exactly
Melanin it. Melanin right Chronicle, shout out to you.
Snap.
Yes, Melanin.
Yes. And girl, Mano can't even help with his own rap career. That's from Keisha Wynn.
This is horrible.
Oh my gosh. No lies told, or how y'all feeling about that?
I'm just saying.
No,
when the last time Mano had a hit? Hi, haters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was wild.
But I did appreciate their conversation. I feel like
hi, Mano. I'm not hating.
No, we don't hate. We definitely skipped over that one more tweet.
From Instagram, we found a tweet.
From Erica Mena. So she's basically responding. One person goes, I really don't care for Joe Budden confronting Safari.
We didn't even know Erica Mena was there. Who cares?
Like, who cares? So Erica Mena's like, I don't get it, especially since no one really cared, let alone asked about Sin's whereabouts when he brought another female to my man's crib.
Ooh.
That's some tea.
That is some real... See, now, this is
that,
making...
That's why
this
he was
is
so
making
mad.
So much messy. More sense. This is making so much more sense. Like, I'm saying, like...
Now you mad,
Joe.
Because what was you...
You know
what
I'm saying?
What chick is this that you brought over here?
Why are you
findings so, of things yeah, that are going
so
on?
What does Erica
know?
Yeah.
What does she know? What does she have on you? You get what I'm saying?
Men
and these are
no
the things
good.
That are going on. That's,
wait, do you
men,
have that one picture
say
with all
again.
Three of them?
Well, let's yeah. get right into our other special segment, Guess That Bar. This is where I read the lyrics in monotone, and the ladies have to guess who sings
it's
it and
actually
what song
funny
it is.
Too. I'm like, where before that, Jonathan, I think we had a quick picture that actually went with that last tweet that like Erica was talking about. There's like a yeah,
this
that
one,
picture
right here.
When they,
in,
all three of them
in,
were on
yes.
Hollywood Squares, and
okay,
then this is
that
Erica,
is Erica Mena kissing Finn's belly.
They're
pregnant.
All good.
So we good right here. It's all good in the hood, but now we you, hearing about. So
but
when
Finn
was,
wasn't really mad. She was just felt. I feel like she felt uncomfortable. But Joe,
she should have spoken.
Why do you feel Joe, uncomfortable? She's kissing your baby, and you're talking
that's
about
very
you
personal.
Holding
you let
my
people
baby.
Touch your belly and kiss
are you
your belly,
kidding me? So. And that's your ex lover. Like love, you, that love is not
well,
gone.
She used to be down there back in the day.
It's a lot of stuff that we don't know. Just like we
yeah,
didn't know that
the
Joe
truth
has
will come out. The
we didn't know Joe brought somebody over Safari's house.
That's where
that
all
is,
that stuff is
that
coming
is
from.
That is the underlining like hole in the story.
Okay, let's move on to Guess That Bar.
Next week gonna be interesting.
Yeah,
man, yo, we have really come back today.
All right,
we
so are you guys ready for Guess That Bar?
Let's
go. Okay, let's go. I come from Bed-Stuy. Ends either do or they gon' die. Mm. Gotta keep that ratchet close by. Somebody murdered, nobody seen, nobody heard it. Just a new another funeral service.
Is this from New York, Daisy?
Oh,
you gotta guess?
No.
You gotta guess?
No.
That is
nice. Well,
Jonathan.
Oh,
you
got
yeah. it really? Okay. That's exactly. Okay, I know.
Yes.
Lil Kim.
I can just give y'all melodies. Right. So, if you didn't know, Mano and Lil Kim used to be really, really tight. So, I think it was a little something extra, but hey.
That's none of our business.
He's
though.
With Maggie now. All right, next one. I fly with the stars in the sky, and I'm no longer trying to survive. Hey. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't
so worry
about me.
Nicki Minaj.
What's the song?
For life. Moment for life.
This is actually my high school graduation song.
Oh, so you know it.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Yeah.
We have
hey.
Yo, Nicki is
what we
gonna the
bring
queen
up.
Of that.
That I could have this moment for life.
Hey.
For life.
This is such a good song.
For life.
Why?
Why? Because right. in this moment, I just feel so alive.
Go ahead, girl.
All right, that's
right.
Exactly. Number three.
That's motivation right there.
Come on. Yeah.
I ain't never been this song.
Are you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Got the club going crazy. All
Chris
these drinks.
No, wait.
No. Got the girls going crazy. I got the haters on the grounds on you. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
But what's the name of the song? Oh, we got to know the name.
Wait, sing it some more. Maybe we could guess the name.
Got the haters with his eyes on you. It's a somebody's lady. I don't know how to sing like Rob.
Okay. She was the baddest. I was the realest. We was
he
the
was
fly.
The baddest. Oh, stop it. What? Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Don't play.
Yeah.
What was the name of the song?
Go tell me.
That was actually my album.
This is my
little
jam.
So man. She really likes Nicki Minaj, obviously.
I love Nicki,
she knows
man.
All the words.
She's not getting enough of the respect that she deserves, man. That's another story.
I've never done this good, though. This is the closest.
This y'all had a good week.
I took a little break.
I took a little break this week. I let y'all have it.
You are on. You be firing.
I let y'all have it this week.
All right. And so let's get into our news and gossip. Breaking news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I have some news. A clip of a sneak peek of next week. Yandy and Kimbella. We're going to see what's going on with them.
Ooh.
Kimbella, Ella,
Look at the harmony.
So this is about 2 minutes long. So we'll play a little snippet of
it's
what's
gonna
going
close
on.
Close the show?
No, I have another piece of news and gossip. There we go. Yandy.
Anger, hurt.
Oh, they finally do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do. And I think that so many relationships get messed up, get over because of a lack of communication. You know,
cute.
And I think even with me and you, there
is
a huge lack of communication and this happens. And it caused dissension, it caused discord, and just a whole bunch of confusion.
Okay, words.
And what I feel like is We've allowed people to say things and do things, and things have gotten too far.
Are you laughing?
And I feel like, man, I'm just like, we over should here. Know, like, if we make a pact, and it's Kim may tell me to say something, I'm not saying
that's
that.
What I was
I'm
getting
hold
at.
You
so
down to the day I die.
Hold it down for your friend.
And that's exactly what she did. Which
she got the apology finally. Took this trip to get it out. But they finally got the resolve that we know what
happened.
And now
we've just
that
seen how it
she,
happened.
She got to be a bridesmaid. Hmm. So,
and now we don't know if they're friends.
Well, TMZ also has a little scoop for us. Safari. So the reunion was recently filmed, and it turns out that he was late to the reunion. They first thought that he wasn't going to show, and now VH1 is threatening legal action because you're contractually obligated
to show up to work,
to
honey.
Show up to work on time and do what you're supposed to do. So, unfortunately, sources according to the show, they say he made a dramatic entrance halfway through the reunion.
VH1 is to calm down, like, because Safari is the only loving hip hop. No, he's the only loving hip hop star that travels around from city to city, from state to state to film loving hip hop. He'll be on Loving Hip Hop Miami, then
he's
Atlanta,
Hollywood.
He moves around for them. He done paid his dues. Let him come late.
What do you think? Erica is rubbing off on him because you know she did the same thing. She didn't show up. Remember when she got engaged to Bow Wow? No, remember when she got engaged to Bow Wow? She was like, I'm better than this, and I'm not going to the reunion.
I'm just saying, y'all all receiving checks, and if y'all were better than this, y'all wouldn't be on the show. So y'all need to stop doing that.
Yeah. That's our show, guys. We got some predictions for you. What do you think is going to happen next episode? Now, you're
After Buzz. The only thing that I'm curious to see is the sit-down between Rich and Safari over Erica Mena. Because Rich is salty. I asked you if you was messing with her.
No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. Yes, I did.
Why does it matter?
Be lying.
I thought Rich was messing with Mariah Lynn.
He messed with every girl on the cast, but he did. You know, he had the song for Erica.
I really want to look up.
He loved Erica. Erica was the one he let go.
I know there was tears. There was tears.
They both crying
situation.
Over each other. That was ugly. That was such an ugly relationship.
And then they fought. Sin fought over him with her. So it was a lot.
I'm just waiting for everything to play out. I don't have any predictions because, as we know, things go left, go right. And I'm just waiting.
I think in true Virgo fashion, Joey's gonna blow up. Then he's gonna cry.
He's gonna blow up
and do the most. Then he's gonna be like, you know,
I'm hurt.
That came from a different place.
I'm sorry.
And, you know, I feel like I've been operating out of.
So do we think Rich and Safari gonna get a 1-2 punch in? Because they were kind of close.
They not. Oh, never. It did look like he stood up, like he was about to take his shirt off or something.
Rich needs to sit down and worry about the fact that your baby mama is going to prison.
I'm sorry, Safari was the one that got it first, so I don't know. Tell Safari to sit down.
Technically, Rich don't even need to be worried about his baby mama.
Erica, that was literally like 10 years ago.
Who was his new girlfriend?
And Mariah.
You better stop.
That's our show for tonight. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Conversation Piece, or tweet me at Miss Combo Piece because they wouldn't let me put my whole name on Twitter.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'm mad at Twitter.
Well, guys, you know, I'm Thelma and Baysway Daniel. I'm always blessed and happy to be here. You can catch me on Instagram at Thelmy.
Woo, what a recap. I'm your girl Robin with the V. You can find me at B Stays Busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y. They call me the Busy Bird.
Keep it short and sweet. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @TheOnly_KaylaRenee. Be blessed and highly favored.
Short and sweet.
Have a great week, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.